Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I gotta go, man. Yo, the podcast, the Attic about to come on. Yo, Copa Thuce in that cast. Yo, they be cutting it up like tight, real, son.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer about to start the premiere podcast, The Attic. Weekly we get together, son, and give you a passing zone.
Yo, they be bugging.
The Attic is comprised of co-producer.
Yo,
the messenger.
Yo, this nigga always talk about God.
Baby,
oh, she be having
brother.
The time. Yo, this nigga, wow.
Nurse Carmen.
Yo, she come with the real.
Sister Pearl.
She know everything.
From Florida, Sister Sunshine.
Oh, she worldwide.
Hey, listen, sit back, relax. Prepare to be entertained. And just in case you're wondering, that smooth beat you hear in the background.
Yo, that's that guy.
Cannot be duplicated.
Yo, this man is nice.
You gotta come to Ohio.
Be nice on
the And when you get here, you gotta see AKA the menu.
The menu.
Let's get ready for the show.
Always keeping the tracks tight. Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock. There's only one thing happening right now, and that's the worldwide premiere podcast, The Attic. It's a highest of highs production. We circulate it on Blog Talk Radio. If you have nothing to do for 60 minutes, hey, have some fun. Sit back, relax, roll you up a glass of whatever it is that you're drinking. And let's get into the podcast. Hey, good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good evening.
Good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, my brother. Beautiful. Okay. I ain't hear my baby brother. Is he here?
Man.
Okay,
yeah,
I just didn't hear you. We can't get this train started without you. Hey, listen, we can't get this train started without you. Just in case we run into some rough guys on the way, we need muscle. Hey, but
okay.
Just so we know,
hey,
just so we know, I'm sorry, I can't get my show started without.
Said y'all need a new DJ, I'm your man. You're
in prison. It's a minor challenge.
I'm sorry,
that's a minor challenge. You need a Petey Green back on the microphone. Hey, tonight I hope we are as entertaining as we always plan to be. But before we get into too much of the entertainment, let's pay tribute to a great man, a man who understood the injustices of the world and attempted to bring about a resolution to them. He was, I'm talking about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, just in case anybody's lost. But he was widely accepted by the society, not so much because of his view on racial equality, because he took a stand and he convinced black people that when you're getting that ass beat, just take that ass whooping. He took a stand on that, and let me tell you something, and I say that to be a little funny, but that's a true statement. Again, on the other side of the coin, you have Malcolm, and he wasn't playing that. So when you look at the two, and again, that does not diminish the work that Dr. King did, but I'm just saying our society now, we hold him in high reverence, but one of the main reasons Dr. King was kind of accepted is because of his view on nonviolence. Now, his nonviolent view definitely helped progress or forward the black agenda in this nation. But I think if Dr. King was alive and walking around today, he would say, I got a new speech, and this speech ain't about dreaming. This speech here is about some people getting their ass up and getting motivated and getting engaged in a different kind of movement. I mean, that's just me. But, you know, I pay tribute and honor to him again, because what he did for the nation, again, it can't be undone, and it was greatly needed. So some of my comments about his acceptance and the way the nation viewed him, you know, that's just my feelings. But at no point does that minimize the great work he did for this nation. Anybody else got any shout outs for the King today? For Dr. King?
Just that, you know, the dream is still alive. You can just see how we have, you know, as a people have come, you know, a long way. You can just see how, you know, the accomplishments that we have achieved, when you look at just our magazine covers, like you would never have imagined, I'm sure, if he were alive, you know, to see, you know, how so many of us are, you know, gracing the covers of, you know, these different magazine covers, and, you know, how we're in all these different sports, and the fact that we even just had a black president, you know. Look at Beyonce. She, you know, the first black African-American woman to do Coachella. You know, so, I mean, you know, and, you know, the list just goes on and on. So the dream is definitely still alive, and there's still so much more to be done. But, again, what he's done, for just not black people, but, you know, people, you know, minorities, period, it's just, you just can't even put, you know, words to it. It's just,
amen.
It's just really, I mean, again, you have to honor him.
Yeah. And I have nothing but reverence for him. But, you know, like I said, they want to make him out to be a superhero. They want to make him out to be a man who had no flaws. And as with anybody else, you know, as they say, a man's good deeds far outweighs his bad deeds. But I'm not even going. You know what? I'm not even going to go down that road. But I'm just thinking, man. But you know, when Martin and Jesse and Ralph Abernathy, I mean, back in the day, I'm just saying. You think they had groupies? I'm just trying to make.
Sure they did. Of course they did.
Yeah, they were kind of like rock stars, right?
I mean, there's always women that want to be with powerful men.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm, you know, aside from the occasional ass whoopings and getting thrown in jail, I'm sure that all that time they spent on that road, it just wasn't civil rights activity going on. I'm just saying. But you know what? And I ain't mad at them, because you got to, you know, you just got to understand. The man was on the road a lot, and not to dwell on that. In fact, I just made a point of that. But you know, you had Jesse back there, and you know, Jesse was a, you know, low key player back in the day. So I know he was probably telling Martin, "Look, you make the speeches, and I'm gonna get the girls. you make the speeches, and I'm gonna get the girls. You know, we're gonna do that."
There's tapes, right? J. Edgar Hoover has tapes.
Oh, yeah.
You know there was tapes.
You know. Oh, because again.
But again, it doesn't take away from what the man has done.
Exactly.
Sure,
not even, what's it? Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Right.
And
that's right.
In fact, some of the tapes that they said that they heard on Martin, J. Edgar Hoover himself said, "Yo, we watching the wrong nigga." they said Martin made Malcolm look like a choir boy. Because I'm sure, you know, don't get me wrong, he was a prolific speaker. But I'm sure after days and days and days of getting your ass beat, dog sicked on you, you going to jail, I'm sure there was some moments when you and your crew was in the hotel room, and it was some shit like, "Yo, man, I ain't taking this shit no more." I'm sure there was those kind of moments, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, come on, Jesse. You're supposed to be on patrol. Jesse, what you doing? You know, I keep getting hit in my head with these damn rocks and shit. I know that had to happen at some point, because you can only take so much. But, again, if you lashed that out and got that out your system and the comforts of your homeboys, man, I mean, and then when it was time to get on to your civic duties, man, nobody ever saw that. So, I mean, I got nothing but praise for him. I make a little fun of everything I try to touch, But I got nothing but praise and admiration for that man. And I'm glad he had the courage, the foresight, and the wisdom to handle that situation in the manner he did. Because I'm telling you, shit, if it had been me, I just don't think that's how I would have handled it. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah.
Might have been a little different.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't beat my ass forever, and I just keep coming back for more. I just don't see me. But that's why I said, that's why everybody's got a gift, man. And that was his gift.
Yeah.
Whether you want to count that.
He was called.
Yeah,
that was his purpose. That was his purpose.
Because if he, even though a lot of black people look at him as a sellout Uncle Tom, and they do, and when you look at the dynamics of teaching people to get your ass beat and don't fight back, that's a real different principle. But if it had not been him, his way at that time, then we would not have progressed. And I firmly believe that. So,
Amen.
I think, one of the speeches that he made that most people gravitate to is the I Have a Dream speech. But that's not my favorite. My favorite is when he told the nation that you wrote the African-American a bad check. When he told them that you wrote us a bad check, so when African-Americans, when we read the Constitution, and we didn't have the right that the white Americans had since the founding of the United States, we look at that as a bad check. You gave us funds. You told us we have funds, and when we went to the bank to withdraw them, there was nothing there for us. So to me, and again, that still resonates loudly today. His I Have a Dream speech, that was beautiful. But America, you're still writing a large portion of your citizens bad checks. You're paying taxes for people who don't protect you. You're electing politicians who don't give a damn about you. You see, all this rolls up into a bad check. We're paying for something in our voice and in our vote that the Americas have no plan on delivering to us. In honor of Dr. King, and just to show you how far we really have come as a nation, let's move right over into the GM plant. let's show you. I mean, how far we really come. And again, I know this is just one or two isolated instances, but let's go. And this is in Ohio. This shit we're about to talk about right now happens in the home of Hodge the Hodge podcast. So you got my man Jesse.
Truly, huh?
You know
truly?
What I'm saying? But this is where I reside, New Jersey, Patterson. That's always hometown. We're gonna get that clear. But they got Jesse back out there though. Yeah, Jesse Jackson down in Toledo, meeting with GM workers and community leaders about racial threats at Toledo plant. You still got folks hanging nooses up in the workplace and going all over the plant with that white. With that white only bullshit, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, this 2019. That shit ain't gonna never stop. Do you really want white only, or that's just some shit that we talking? Because I'm sure if that's what you really wanted, we could probably work out some kind of goddamn deal where we split this shit in half and you take half, we take half, and we'll take all the minorities with us. Just in case y'all change your mind, we need backup and shit, all right? But for real, at this day and time, you still going to work, man, and you still harbor such hatred for anybody. I don't give a shit if it's black and white, brown and white, yellow and white. You harbor hatred for anybody. That this is what your grown ass do at work. You and your buddies get together and you hang nooses up around the plant. That's a constant reminder that we used to hang your ass, huh? That's the constant low fruit, strange hanging fruit. I mean, so
and
that's what you want to bring
more. Nooses.
Yes.
I mean, my question is, why do you even have the time? Why are you not making cards? Well, how do you have time to even make nooses and make time? Why are you not making cars?
That's why my city has a problem. See,
that's why they always have a recall.
Somebody help me with that. Why are you not at work making cars?
Yeah, that's why they always have a recall.
That's why I buy foreign cars, messenger. See what I'm saying?
See? I hear you.
That's why I don't mess with GM. That's why I buy foreign, because I can't. I can't deal with that. Why are you at work making signs instead of on the assembly line? Can somebody answer that for me?
And spelling them wrong.
Yeah. They put the Jaguar motor in the Taurus. I mean, you know, again, it's just, you know, I have to make fun of it, because if I was to pour my heart out on how I really felt, you know, I guess Block Talk, with all you hear is beep, 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 they would block most of that shit. But just think about it. In this day and age, we haven't progressed enough as a civilization to understand that, hey, I just don't like your ass, man. It's not because you're black. It's not because you're white. Because I don't like your ass, man. And let it be. And just let it. And that's what.
And
it
you're
is.
Entitled to feel however you want to feel, but you shouldn't
exactly.
be having anybody else. You shouldn't be projecting
exactly.
that onto anybody else like
that's
that,
right.
to where they're feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
Now I gotta say this. I didn't read all the story and get the fine details of it, but now. If the guy happened to be white and the dude he was having beef with happened to be black, well, now, again, it's still some racist shit. But I'm sorry. I guess I can understand that a little more. But if you just arbitrarily bringing in racist shit to mess with a group of people just because, see, that shit can't be tolerated. And in today's society, we just not getting ass whoopings and walking away like we used to anymore. That just ain't happening like that. Again, when you understand that I'm pretty much dead either way, I'm going to live my life as a zombie in some kind of slavery atmosphere, or I'm going to go ahead and get off in that ass, and I'm just going to go home and see Jesus, man. But people ain't living like that.
That story said that the kind of first started happening when the first African American president of the local was running for re-election, and that's kind of when this all jumped out and sort of became known. Spring of 2017, 65-year-old man.
Running.
Wow. And I think the problem was they complained about. I guess wasn't it like nine people of color complained about it to GM, but they didn't do anything about it. So that's why they ended up filing this lawsuit.
And
that's
let me
some
tell
union
you,
stuff.
See, you know what I'm saying? But they hadn't called me. If they had called me and come down and give me some kind of authority, well, I could have worked with them. But they're going to pay millions. They're going to pay millions in lawsuits behind that, because you just can't allow that shit to take place at work. And if you don't put an end to that shit, see, because again, once GM gets fined all that money, then shit just got real to them. Now I know we've been to the corporate training. I know we got posters up in the building, but when you start digging into net profits, now shit just got real. And now you'll probably see some kind of a different change in their atmosphere at work when it comes to that. But you know,
yeah, because they could have put up some kind of cameras or something to find out who did that, right? They could have done something, some kind of security or something to make those workers feel safe while they're at work. Because, I mean, that's like threats.
Right.
That ain't like
they
threat.
They brought a handwriting expert in to check out the graffiti. That's helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. You know?
But I mean, a camera, they could have put up some kind of camera to find out who put those nooses up or who's writing those signs. A camera would have easily, you know, you could have found out who did all of that.
Now let me say this though again. I don't want to throw GM under the bus yet. Okay, you know how they respond to this because you know again, I work at the post office, and if you got some radical assholes out there that want to come in and paint graffiti or swastikas or hate black signs, if you got some people that want to do that shit is going to get done. So I don't blame the corporation, but how you react to it. Because if people, if you want to come in there and paint swastikas on the locker inside the post office, I mean, that's too easy to do. But once it happens, now what is the company going to do about it? And if the company has an atmosphere that lets you know, if your ass get caught on some bullshit like that, oh, you out the door. Now, again,
right.
That's understood in the company atmosphere, then you deter that as well. But when you got some people at work that really don't give a shit, especially when you talk about a black union president, again, if he's sorry, then don't vote for him. But if you don't like that man just because he's black, even though he can do a better job for you, then that's just some sick shit.
Mm.
You know? But again.
But if it was brought to their attention and they did nothing, then to me, nothing is giving the impression that it's accepted.
That's right.
That's exactly what it is.
Their spokesman said, well, we took some disciplinary action. We fired some people, although they declined to say how many. We had some meetings. We had some training sessions. They stopped the line and went into meetings. And now it's lawsuits and things like that.
It must have wasn't
to anybody's satisfaction because the lawsuits are here now.
Yeah.
But you know, but again, now, you know, just keeping it 100, like I try to do most of the time. if that shit happened, if that shit happened at work, and even though the company did everything they could do after that, if you understand, because you got contacted by some jake-ass lawyer, and he told you there's millions in that shit, you still going to file a lawsuit. So in some cases, am I wrong? Are you going to let that go? I'm just saying. If a lawyer contacted me and said, listen, damn all the precautions they just took, they let that shit happen. And again, if it's to the point of a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, then I got to believe at some point that GM was made aware and they just failed to properly act on that shit. That's what I believe.
Right.
You know? So, but again, Martin Luther King, I got a dream. I bet you didn't see this shit still in 2019, did you, Brother Martin? But here we are in America. Same America you march and you protest against, and pretty much we still fighting the same shit. We still got the same fight going on. But what they've done is they changed the commodities.
Mm.
But the baseline is still no equality for everybody. That's still the baseline. And we talk about no equality, and we talk about Martin Luther King on the civil rights. Then we transition over to some damn nooses being hung up in the GM plant. Well, let's just keep right on looking at the dream Martin said he had. Let's talk about this black anchor woman. I'm sorry, but just the thought of this shit make me laugh. Who is going to be fired for wearing her hair the way she wear her hair. Now, if that ain't some racist-ass bullshit, somebody talk to me on that. Now, everybody else in the company could wear their hair the way they wear their hair. Little Brittany Noble, 32, a former news anchor at WJTV, just a local station in Jackson, Mississippi, has reportedly been fired after formal complaints about discrimination in the workplace. And again, she talking about including being chastised for wearing her hair natural.
Mm.
Did you hear what I said? So if you got weave and shit in your hair, and I'm not knocking the weave because my mama made a nice living doing that hairstyle. But if you got weave, then that means you are more You have more European flow to your hair, so you're accepted. So what am I saying to you? If you black, but you try to look as white as possible, but we can kind of handle you.
Mm. So you can't be happy to be nappy.
Who's that?
You all right, brother co-producer? We need to get in the car.
No, I think we got a commercial.
What happened?
Hey, we must have had a commercial blog. We must be big time in the blog talk community. And was that a good cover up? Because I don't know what just happened. I went with the Amazon buying into my podcast. Because I don't know what the hell just happened, man. All I heard was ding, 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 ding. I'm angry, fuck. I mean, but anyway, let me recapture that before we were so. I hope we get paid for that shit. But we started with again, Dr. King, the prolific speaker, activist, civil rights leader. We went to the GM plant to show where that's still some bullshit, and I think the fabric of the nation is woven so tightly against allowing African Americans an equal footing in this nation that not a whole lot has changed. Listen, we've come a long way, but not a whole lot has changed. We drift over to Toledo. We got nooses and white only signs. GM looking at a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. You got the anchor woman down in Mississippi. Again, that's just some racist ass shit. I'm going to tell you how to look if you're going to work for my company. Now, especially when the issue is, and one of their main criticisms were she wears her hair natural. Well, to the ladies on the panel.
I mean, didn't they tell her it's equivalent to wearing a baseball
patch?
I think that's what they said to her.
Yeah, they put out there like that. So you know, we're not even trying to be gentle with what we're talking about. You know, and I do understand that appearance is important, depending on what it is that you do. But in today's culture, I remember when if you had dreadlocks or the long twisties, nobody was looking at you for any management position. That hairstyle alone kept you from an interview.
Right.
Now as we and even in the military, it took the military forever. In fact, the last 4 years, they kind of getting close to it, to understand that black women hair is different from other nationalities hair. Mm. And again, they had to write certain rules and regulations in there, not to address your hairstyle, but to address black African-American hairstyle.
Mm.
Now you got these folks down here in Jackson, Mississippi. You're going to fire poor little Nicole because she's tired of wearing weave and shit, and she going to wear her natural hair. And for that, you don't have a job anymore?
To me, they're trying to define what's beauty for,
right.
You know, to for a woman of color. They're trying to define for us what's considered beauty, what's pretty, what's nice. And you can't do that.
For looks, for what's chic, what's not chic. Like, I mean, you can't put black women in that same European category on what you decide is beautiful.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't do that.
No, I agree.
For any woman, for anybody, you can't do that.
What if her appearance was part of her contract? So, like you said, the military, or there are actresses who play parts. And they have a contract, and it says, you know, like you have to keep your hair long, or you can't get fat, or you can't get thin, irrespective of color, or irrespective
right.
of whatever. So So I'm not trying to make this a black white thing. I'm just trying to say the other side. So
you go ahead and get on the other side. You're right.
And if that's the case, then she should adhere to whatever her contract says, and she should not have taken it.
If that's the case. I mean, we've heard stories. Unfortunately, it's usually women, but you know who bulk up after a baby or you know whatever happens. Who lose their position, like as a TV anchor or whatever, you know,
like a supermodel. A supermodel has to stay a certain size.
Great example. Yes, absolutely. So that's my question. I mean, I don't know that there's any more to that story, but I just wonder if the anger or the outrage or whatever would be the same if it were that way.
Well,
but
you
know, I will say this. If it's in her contract, it needs to be in everyone's contract.
Amen.
Well,
that should be across the board.
The fact that this happened to a news person in Jackson, Mississippi, let's go ahead and consider that she don't have a job no more.
She doesn't.
I really don't think it's probably in anyone's contract. But if it is, then it should be in everyone's.
But we talking about Jackson, Mississippi.
That's one of the unwritten laws.
We still down south.
Right. And it probably is. It's probably just unwritten, just something that they're doing to discriminate against her.
Yeah.
Because I would hate to believe that she honestly signed a contract and told her how she could wear her
hair. This is what I'm saying. Right. So that's what I'm saying. If it was something that she signed off on, it would be kind of silly of her now to turn around and make a big stink about it.
Right.
Or make a big stink about it that might promote me to the next level. I'm tired of working in Jacksonville. So, yeah, it was in my contract. I abided by the rules, but now I'm ready to move on up to CNN.
All right.
How do I get to CNN? I start some trouble. Bring some national attention to me.
Well, I mean, the first thing the station going to say is, it was in your contract. You should have never signed off on it. And then they're going to be done with it.
They can't just come right out and let everybody know they just, you know,
I mean,
if
push comes to shove, they will.
Yeah.
Well, when they get to court, they will.
But think about this.
But I can't do that in the public opinion.
We talk about the public opinion, and when push comes to shove, I'm sorry for the segue, but the Nancy Pelosi pushback.
She's not playing with him.
No,
at all.
She's done
today.
You've met your match.
She's
not playing with you at all. And I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, and I'm here for it.
But you know what it shows? That 45 his ass can't be slowed down. You don't know how to. They said when we could get control of the House, we're going to try some different shit. Because this time, before January, wasn't nobody telling him no to nothing. And again, he might need that reality-ass check, but Pelosi ain't playing with him. And I give you props, Love Messenger. You said that she kept her ass right up there and helped Barack do his shit. So that's what we sticking with. And I'm riding out with it, man. Because so far, she's a G. She don't get to be a triple OG, but she a G, though.
Hey, I tell you this, though. Every single cabinet, every single, department head that she put in place, each of those different departments, like investigation and all the different, none of them don't play. Maxine Water in charge of finance.
Not a one of them.
So what they said,
not a one of them.
I said, okay, girls, let's show them what the fuck. Let's show them what the hell really going on right now. And you know what?
And that's what's happening pretty much.
They're going to get it. And I just hope that, hey, fellas, Don't fuck with them, man. Let them women get shit right, and then we'll come over and try to take over again. But for right now, leave them girls alone. Let them women do what the hell they got to do, because, you know, again,
hey,
they getting shit done. Trump, that's all I'm saying.
She just made an offer to him. She just made an offer. She said, we'll give you your five point whatever billion, but it's not going to be for the wall. But we'll give it, because she made him an offer. Yeah, we'll give it to you, but it's not going to be for the wall.
She just fucking with him because she knew he
was. But still, but it was brilliant. It was brilliant. So now what you going to do?
Hey,
and he all discombobulated. He don't know what to do now. Yeah, we'll give it to you, but it won't be for the wall. So now
what
you going to do?
What he told her last week, oh, and by the way, get your ass off my plane. Get your ass off my plane. Yeah, I got other plans for that plane.
Hey, she said, try bringing your ass into the house then. You bring your ass at the White House, but don't bring your ass to the house.
She said the lights going to be cut off. She said the lights are going to be cut off. Ain't nobody going to be here. Come here if you feel like it.
You only come to my shit by invitation. You can stop by anytime you want, but you won't be getting behind that gavel.
You can't get the mic. But you know what?
And then
like
she sent the crew looking for Mitch, right? Where Mitch at? She sent the crew looking for Mitch.
Yeah. And she got some wiry women out there with her. They ain't playing, man. And again, you know what all I'm saying is, ladies, when y'all take over, we didn't know what we was doing. We was fooled. So when y'all take over, don't hold us all accountable for that shit, all right? Let's get back in here together, and now we talk about that, and let's work together. Because she told
you,
go ahead. That they had control first. That what you going to tell me?
Yeah. It was called the matriarch period. That's when they ruled stuff, and men got jealous, and they wanted to be in control. And that's when they created this thing called the devil. But I'm gonna leave it at that.
But you know what though?
Sit down and learn something. Sit down and watch and learn.
But you know what? And I'm gonna say
this.
I'm gonna say this on some for real shit. Trust me. I don't have one ounce of me that says a woman can't do whatever the hell it is anybody can do. So the fact that we might have a woman president and she armed herself with some more women, like-minded women like her, if they are going to do the job to make life, the pursuit of happiness, a real reality for all Americans, then y'all go ahead and rule shit. Run shit. That's all I'm saying. Run shit.
Watch and learn. That's all I can tell you. Watch and learn.
Get in, sit down, shut up, and hold on.
That's it.
Hey.
But that's right. Sit down, shut up, and watch and learn.
See? But can we just replace the setup and be quiet? We know y'all in charge. We know y'all in charge, but see the setup.
That's
a controversy now.
Look, it's about to be some order. It's about to be some order around here. It's about to be some order.
Snowflake is large.
Huh?
Yeah, and it's about time.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I thought
you were telling them to control themselves, man. We take our basketball.
You take your ball and go home.
We'll take our ball and leave.
We'll take our ball and go home. Yeah, y'all better chill out now. We talking about them. We ain't did nothing. We let y'all.
All
he want to do is with their union address is get in there and throw her under the bus and trash everybody else and just talk a bunch of junk for 45 minutes.
You can't come in my house and trash me. That's not how this shit going.
Exactly.
I
don't blame her. I wouldn't let him do it either.
I got the numbers.
You know what, though? Honestly, she don't care about that because she know the country knows it. She just trying to stand for what's right. And what she's saying is we got too many people out of work because of some stupid stuff for you to be talking about the State of the Union.
Nobody wants to hear
you
that stupid stuff. Nobody wants to hear that.
But what I'm saying, she said soon as
soon as the government opened back up, you can come in. You're more than welcome to come in and say
hey, but
that.
Think about
but
this.
Not
think
while
about this.
But I'm saying, as of right now, nobody wants to hear it. They out of
think
work. They don't even know how to pay their mortgage, their bills. Nobody want to hear that.
But think about this shit right here on another level. And, again, I'm taking it back to the gangster level because the what I like about Pelosi is she dealing with that gangster like a gangster. You can't talk political protocol to him because he don't give a shit about that. So she said, all right, you hit my dog, I'm going to steal your – you hit my dog, I'm going to steal your cat. We just going to keep going until somebody gets tired. But, you know, when you think about I got the power, I'm a congressman. I got the power that I can shut shit down, but I already wrote into the script that even if shit gets shut down, well, I still get paid. Now, that's just stupid, y'all. As a nation, that's just stupid. If I don't get paid, you don't get paid. If the government shut down, I'm sorry, you bring your ass to work on a furlough. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That way, if once again, when your big millionaire ass start missing checks, you'll work a little harder. You'll work a little more earnestly at resolving this shit on both sides. Because I'm telling you, that's some bullshit about the wall. But at what point? Because
right.
He ain't but. I say, and again, when you give him the money that he wants, that still ain't gonna be good enough for him. But I don't know what to do. People cannot keep.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She just offered him. She just told him, "I will give you the money. It's not, but none of it's going to go toward that wall. But it will go toward, you know, securing, you know, making the border more secure. But it won't go toward anything for a wall. See, he wants it to be. He wants to hear the word wall in that.
Right. I want the money for the wall. I say we need a wall. I don't care what the
right. But see,
said.
But she's showing the Americans. She's showing the people. Yeah. She's showing the people that you know the Democrats are willing to work and trying to negotiate to get you know the government open back up.
Yeah.
But it's this Yahoo that won't do it. He's the one. Because, you know, never let it be said, even though he keeps trying to make it seem like it's the Democrats that, you know, out here that's not trying to. But it's really, it's you. Because she just said she'll give the money. It's just not going to go toward this wall.
Mm-hmm. Hold on
but
a
since
second,
you so, since you, you know, since you want to secure it, you know, it can go toward securing it, but not toward no wall.
We will not even consider paying for the wall. You have to understand. Because, okay, you ready? Who's going to pay for the wall?
Mexico. You know, that was his – I'm sorry it wasn't too loud. That was his campaign. Mexico 100%. Is going to pay for this wall. 100%. Now, all of a sudden, not only don't they pay for it, but you shut the whole damn government down for it. But like we said in many podcasts, his followers are some different kind of people. They don't really give a shit about
– He said he didn't really mean Mexico. He said he didn't
what
really he, mean that. He didn't mean it that way.
How do you support somebody who I don't know, has always got different shit going on? And let me tell you something. And I say, again, I say this to all his followers, man. And again, you hear this podcast, call and talk to me if you want to. How the hell you support a U.S. president who right now there are strong allegations that his ass might be a Russian agent? Now, come on, guys. Mm. Now, at some point, some shit got to let you know. You know what? Nah, fuck that. I can't. You know what I'm saying? At some point, there got to be a fuck you point that you'd be like, I can't follow him no more. I'm sorry. Now, I went with a lot of shit with him, man. But right here, this is where I got to draw the line at, man. What's that point you think it's going to be for Trump supporters? You know, what's the fuck you point?
Well,
that
believe it or not,
hold on,
man,
I got a new caller here. I got a new caller, Brother Messer. How you doing, caller? Go ahead, Brother Messer.
There are some that are slowly but surely starting to starting to peel off. Not a lot, but there are some. He's down, I think, 34% now. He was at 43. He's at 34 now. So there's some that are peeling off. Some have reached enough. But to still have 34% after all of that is just crazy, too. But there's a kink in the armor.
Yeah, it is, man. But You know, that whole...
How can you believe anything that comes out of his mouth? I mean, I lost the count that they're up to now as far as the lies that he's told. Like, between him, Giuliani, like, I mean, you can't believe nothing that they say.
See, but he lied for no damn reason. Now, don't get me wrong.
Right.
If I'm the president and you caught me up in some shit where maybe I was supposed to send 1,000 soldiers to point A, but I sent them to point B, yeah, we might finagle that. But damn it, if I only bought 300 cheeseburgers, man, I'm not telling you 1,000. There's no reason for that kind of shit. Don't you know you in the White House, motherfuckers count shit? Don't you know that? I'm just saying.
Fact check. They're going to fact check you. They're going to fact check you, period.
It don't matter to him. It don't matter to him. It sounded good when he was saying it, and that's all that matters to that man. And again, how do you negotiate? How do you do anything with him? But I'll say this to you today, and I'll say it every day. In fact, I put out a 15-minute podcast. It's going out tomorrow. It's not going to be on my Facebook page because it's a strong political my strong political opinions and views. So I wanted to bifurcate. I wanted to separate that shit again, but I had some shit. I'm sorry, I had some shit on my mind, so I had to put it off. But we got to understand that this shit ain't just him. That man, in his silliness, is not capable of pulling this shit off without strong backing. And again, you, it's alleged that the president of the, I'm just saying, damn it, as a military soldier, I can't really wrap my mind around that shit. Because let me tell you something, even though we're not at war with Russia anymore, the Cold War, whatever the fuck, Russia will always be our sworn enemy. And when I say sworn enemy, again, yeah,
absolutely,
we can have peace talks. Yeah, we can have peace talks, and you can come visit, and we can go visit you. But, you know, we ain't signing shit, man. We ain't making no deals. This is some shit that we do for the news media. But so for you to side with them and do things that's going to hurt this nation, and again, the rumor is China and Russia benefits from us being shut down. Now, again, is that the real reason we shut down? I'm just saying, because it just don't make no sense to me in America. We should be better than this shit. We should not allow that man to come up in there, and again, we get wrapped around his white nationalist ideas and his white whatever ideas, and we mix that with some hatred, and we let that hatred override love for the country. And I want to tell folks, just in case people haven't noticed, yo, this damn country is big enough for everybody to have what the hell they want without no issue. We can all you don't have happiness here. This shit ain't got to be, you got to be super happy and I got to be fucking miserable. That's not what this shit is all about. But you following the president, you got to understand, he don't give a damn either way. He don't. If you in that circle of shit, if you in that circle, and I don't know how big that circle is, of shit that he care about, then you pretty much okay until his ass get out of office. But if you outside that circle, yo, come on. And with all the allegations going around him, again, I stand by this statement. His ass got elected into office. You call it cheating, call it whatever the hell you want, but he pulled that shit off. So you just can't take him out of office. You can impeach him and silence his presidential authority. And that way, maybe we could take our eyes off that bullshit every day and try to get back to the politics of the nation. Because you best believe, while we watching the puppet master out here being danced in front of us, there's some shit going on behind us, man, that we're going to pay heavily for later on. And that's my word. I don't know what
indeed.
It is.
Yes,
I don't know what
yes
it is.
Indeed.
Yeah, but that's,
yes,
that's
indeed.
The real trick. Yeah, let's put that man out there, make him so interesting that when he walks from the White House to his helicopter, all news is on him. Because if all news is on him, hey, look here, I need you to go ahead and put this rider on that bill that if you got any brown melanin in your skin, you can't make over $50,000 a year. Yeah, just write that shit in, because right now ain't nobody looking. Ain't nobody going to make it to the congressional meetings to vote on it because they looking at the president. That's the kind of shit that I'm talking about, America. I'm sorry. I had that on me, and I had to get that off me. Whew, I feel better now. But I did. I'm, you know, because sometimes that shit just it just gets to me in a manner that, come on, as a nation, I wonder who – I really – here's the question that I put out to the cast. And, again, we're all just hypothetically talking. Who the fuck do you think really benefits from the shit that the president is doing right now? Who do you think are the real benefiters of that? Because somebody is. Trust and believe that. Who do you think is benefiting? Yeah. Anybody.
Anyone that's got millions of dollars.
Well, that's that 1%. That was the people that he gave that big tax break to, that 1%. The people that he walked in that room and said, I just made all of y'all rich.
Yeah, those that have millions and trillions of dollars, he's an excellent president for. And for those that have like 100,000, 200, he gave them enough just so that they could feel good about themselves. But they ain't really even they get an extra $50,000, $60,000 back. So that's what they get. So if you got money, you got to love the guy. And when I say money, I don't mean able to pay your bills and stuff like that. You got to have that extra capital, because that extra capital go make you extra, extra, extra capital.
Okay. All right. So we must watch it. I hope that was another pre-programmed commercial by Blog Talk, but if not, we got to check that. if that wasn't Blog Talk, we got to tighten up on our audio here, y'all. But
time I didn't hear it, but this time I did.
But okay, so let me ask you. What else interesting is going on in the world today?
Well, you know, it's funny that we talked about the women taking over the world, and now one of the hot topics going on is the Gillette razor commercial controversy that people are talking about. So, in case you didn't see it, Gillette put out a commercial with their tagline, you know, be the best. The best a man can be, or the best a man can get. And it's reinforcing that men need to, or they're encouraging men to look out for other men and help them, you know, not be the hashtag Me Too man sort of thing. And men and women are stepping up and speaking out, saying, wait, we don't want our men soft. You know, we want those big, strong, handsome man, not these little soft, girly men. And I was just looking at a couple statistics, and it said right now the opinion on these commercials is about 2-1 anti-Gillette, that people are not liking the message that is being sent, that Gillette is sending, saying that, like I said, like the men are being encouraged to be soft. That is not how men are to be in this world. They're the bug killers and the big, strong men. And that's not how they're being perceived. Killing the spiders and taking out the garbage, you know.
All right, but I didn't
understand. So did anybody see the commercial? What do you think?
I see the commercial.
I did see it. Did anybody else see it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
No, I haven't seen it. Mm-mm.
I mean, you know,
Gillette's position is. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell me Gillette's position.
Well, Gillette's position is, hey, we just want to spark debate, which is always sort of a, you know, like a safety stance. We're not taking a position. We just want you to stand here and talk about it, you know. But it's been all over, like the Today Show and the news media, and GQ magazine did a big spread. And, you know, they're saying they want men, you know, where's your testicles, men? Get up and be men. Boys will be boys, you know.
But you see, well, I think, hey, when I say where's my testicles, if I've got a partner, if I got a partner making $200,000 or $300,000 a year, my testicles will have me in the house making sure that my children have lunch. They make sure I walk their ass to the bus station. That's what I don't give a shit about that. I mean, it's about life, man. And if you, if anybody think that me as a man, I got a problem because my female partner is the dominant income earner in the house, man, you out your damn mind, man. I see, that's just a
so
fear. That's
money
just a,
driven for you? I mean,
no,
is that,
no, no.
I mean,
no,
why is money the...
Because I'm just saying, if I've got a female, again, if we both make the same amount of, well, let's just move off the money and we'll get back to the
okay.
the masculine. Then we'll get back to the masculinity. You can't tell me. I mean, again, once I find my space, what the fuck me being not you. I'm just saying a commercial. What defines me being masculine? Once I find my space, see if I'm still living. Match up to TV commercials and shit, then yeah, maybe I'll go get me a damn Chevy truck and an old cheap ass construction job. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But shit, man, look at here. If I could sit here and make that kind of guap sitting my ass at a desk in front of this microphone with manicured nails, I'm gonna take that route. So when you find your own space, damn letting somebody define what's masculine to you. But
that's how I felt about it. Yeah, I mean, gotta
be comfortable in your spot. You know, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, to thy own self be true, you know, type thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just surprised at how polarizing it was. You know, why is it, and again, for lack of a better term, why is it black or white? Either you're a Neanderthal, you know, being a bully, or you're a sissy man. I mean, that was kind of how it seemed that the perception of the commercial was. I'm not a Neanderthal, I'm a sissy. Oh, I'm not a sissy, I'm a, you know, dragging them by the hair kind of man. It just seemed like there was
If I recall it correctly, wasn't it even in black and white?
Part of it was, yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen.
I mean,
I thought that was even strategic how they did that. I noticed how some of it was even done in black and white.
Nobody could tell me how to be sensitive. Look, if I want to watch TV and the Martin Lawrence show is real funny and I want to cry, I can cry.
Yeah, but that's not real crying.
Yeah, it's crying. Yeah, go watch it. I ain't gonna jump on the podcast and be like, I cry. No, I'm just saying I cry from laughter. But I mean, you know, but hey, there has been certain movies that you sit down.
Imitation of Life will make you cry.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I mean, in fact, you know what? I don't care unless you
put it all out there.
Unless you a triple OG facing four life sentences, you know, and your death day is tomorrow. If you watch Imitation of Life and just watch that movie, and that shit don't get a little more, get your eyes a little moisty, then yeah, you ain't got no feelings, man. I'm sorry, man. You ain't got no feelings, man. That's one of them movies, man. You know.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker.
Yeah. It is. Unless I have
the original, the original one.
Yeah, man. We since my
eyes get a little moisty watching The Good Doctor.
Yeah, I watched that too.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Mine was like, hey,
All right, okay.
It's a show on TV. That's all about the hospital. Yeah, that's
all. I'm still a military.
Well, he's autistic.
I'm a military frontline leader. I'm gonna go ahead and end this conversation before we start talking about. And you know, when that Kleenex commercial comes on, I cry. So we're going to get this shit before we dwell too deep into the psyche of the males on this podcast. Hey, but listen, this is co-producer.
Hey, but let me just say, can I say one last thing?
You put Big Brother
I cry off So
go
right,
ahead,
now,
man. You could tell us, man. Go ahead and share. What you cry on?
Undercover Boss.
Undercover Boss. I'm not familiar with
that.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, look at here. Join the messenger with a sensitive ass tomorrow. wait a minute now. Hey, bro, messenger. Tomorrow, there's no crying on the show tomorrow night. Because tomorrow,
get Tito some tissues. Get Tito some tissues.
He said undercover boss. Come on now. But he was a joke. But anyway.
No, you ever watch it?
I don't think I've watched it. I've never seen that.
Just the title tells me it might be some movie shit.
Yes, Messenger, I've watched it. You're right.
No, you
Get him some tissue.
That's right.
The owner of big corporations go undercover. They fool the employees don't know it's them. And, they learn all about them. They hear about their hard luck stories and stuff. And at the end of the show, they take care of them, provide them with free college and all that other stuff.
Somebody get me some tissue.
That's why they talking that hardship, because they know at the end of all this, that boss going to give them that car or that raise or that promotion.
I don't know what they know, but I know what I don't know, and it's tough.
Right. Look at here. You go ahead.
You can help your brother man out,
amen.
It's a touching thing.
Tears are a way of cleansing out the soul. So go and get yourself cleansed out. But we got to bring this podcast to an end. All right, we got to pull this truck over right here. Okay. Hey, but listen, from co-producer in the cast of The Addict. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Again, our desire is to bring you entertainment in 60-minute intervals. Hey, log on to the post, follow us, and every once in a while, send some emails out. Let us know if you hear the show, you like the show, and we're open to new show ideas and topics. So from co-producer, everybody, let's say goodnight, and we're going to pull this truck over and stop in the rest stop. And take a shower. So, hey, good night, Cass.
So y'all can finish crying. Y'all go ahead, so y'all can finish crying.
Y'all go ahead, so y'all can finish crying.
Go ahead. Hey, get it in. Go ahead and get your tears in. Go ahead. Good night. Good night.
I cry. Remember that song?
He said, "Nights like this, nights like this, right?
Cry, baby."
Go ahead. Nights
everybody.
Like this.
Good night.
All
guys.
Right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See, I'm starting to go.